is Wade.
It's 14 past 8 o'clock. We're often told that life is a journey, but few people have travelled so far as our next guest. Johnny Lee Clary was once a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, joining the gang at just 14 years of age.
Over two decades, he was elevated to become their main spokesman and head recruiter. Now, Johnny is the KKK's biggest enemy. He's speaking out against racism to anyone who will listen, including school students right across Australia.
And Johnny Lee Clary has just been made an honorary African American. And he joins us now. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How y'all?
Good. You have the most incredible story. Just take us back to your childhood and I guess the main reasons that you got involved with the Klan so young.
Well, I was a kid that was looking to belong to something. I had been taught hatred as a kid because hatred is a learned response. You're not born that someone has to teach it to you. And I was taught it as a kid. My father committed suicide when I was 11 years old in front of me. And then my mama didn't want me. So she sent me to California to go live with my sister who was on drugs. And so I was in gang-ridden territory. I was being bullied and pushed around. And I needed somebody to believe in me. And I was just looking to belong to someplace and looking for protection when I met the KKK, and they told me, they said, if you come join us, we'll be your family. And that's why kids join gangs.
Yeah, but you just didn't join them. You went right up the ranks to, what was it,
Imperial Wizard,
which is extraordinary. When you look back, are you ashamed of what you did?
Absolutely.
I'll always
live with that for the rest of my life. But, you know, I realized 20 years ago, I changed. And I said, you know, I can't do nothing about the mistakes I made in the past, but I can do something, you know, to build a better future for tomorrow. I changed because, first of all, I met the Lord Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. But also, I had to renew my mind. You know, I had to get all that stinking thinking out because I was taught to hate, but I also had to be taught how to love and respect other people because that's also a learned response. You need to learn how to respect other people.
Yeah, but what was the turning point?
Well, everything went crashing down around me. I was the leader. People started going to jail around me. My girlfriend turned out to be an FBI informant, and everything just crashed down, and then they all started turning against me. So why didn't you know your own girlfriend was a federal informant? And this so-called family all of a sudden started talking about doing me in and things, and so that's how these gangs operate. The minute you differentiate from their agenda, they'll come after you.
And you met Reverend Wade Watts.
Absolutely.
A black man, a church man, who said no matter what you do, no matter how much hate you throw, he will love you.
Absolutely.
Loved you. What an incredible human being.
Yeah, he told me the best way to overcome an enemy is to make a friend out of him.
And you burned his church down.
Absolutely.
And he still loved you.
Did horrible things to him, and he said, you can't do enough to me to make me hate you. I'm going to love you and pray for you, whether you like it or not. And that had an effect on me, and it helped me, change me.
Did it change anyone else?
Absolutely.
In the group that you were with?
Absolutely. I've gotten a lot of people out of that organization, but not as many as I would have liked to. And unfortunately, these groups are alive and well today, not only in America, but here in Australia. And they try to recruit other people into their agenda. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to warn people and give them an education of what these groups are all about and say, stay away from them.
How big is it here in Australia in particular? And do you think, for example, the internet is allowing it to spread quicker and wider? How big would you estimate our membership is?
We really don't know, and I've met with your police here, and they've been monitoring these groups, and they have no idea how big they are because they keep
thousands.
We don't know. It could just be a handful. We don't know, and it could be a lot. We still don't really know. But even if there's one, that's one too many. Because Timothy McVeigh that blew up that Murrow Building in Oklahoma City, he was a card carrying member of the Klan, and it only took one hate monger to do that. Mm-hmm. So this is the problem. If they get a hold of one kid. That's one too many, and that's why we've got to stop these bikie gangs. We've got to stop these Klan groups and these hate mongers and all that, you know, so they don't get to the kids and teach them this type of hate.
You're talking to a lot about kids at the moment through schools right around the country.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying to them?
I'm saying reject the message of hate and learn acceptance and love one another, be there for each other, and don't let anybody be bullied. See, the kids have the power to stop the bullying if they all stand united and say, we don't want bullies in this school. You pick on one kid, you got to pick on us all, and that stops a bully dead in his tracks. And I tell people, now practice what Reverend Watts taught. The best way to overcome an enemy is to make a friend out of him, because that kid who's bullying other kids, he may come from a broken home and be knocked around at home, and he's doing this because he's got anger and frustration. So show him love, show him encouragement, and that kid just may change. If I can change, there's hope for anybody in this world to change.
Then, I guess, the icing on the cake, you became an honorary African-American.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
One of the proudest moments of my life, Bishop George McKinney, he runs he's one of the leaders of the Church of God in Christ, 6 million African-American denomination in America, and he loved my message. We had been friends for several years, and he ordained me as not only just a minister, but an elder in that organization. I'm the first white elder that ever was in that organization. He goes, we just made history, and we're working to build bridges across America of racial understanding and to bring people of all races, creeds, and colors together. And I'm bringing that message into Australia because it's time to stop racism. I'm sick of seeing it. You know, Edmund Burke said evil prevails when good people do nothing. I'm not going to be one of those who do nothing. I'm doing something about it, and I want to help people, not hurt them.
Is it easier to build bridges with our young generation today than, say, previous generations? Or is it just the same?
Are we progressing? Kids are sharp today. They got brains. They're a lot smarter than I was when I was that age. And if you show them good logic and good understanding, they'll listen. But every kid needs to feel acceptance. That's the whole thing. And if they can't find it at home, they're going to look for it elsewhere. So all community people from all walks of life, not just churches, but all community and schools and stuff, we need to get involved in the kids' lives. We're here to teach the kids. The youth of today will decide what kind of world we live in tomorrow, and that's what I'm trying to do.
See, I was saying the village has a responsibility to each individual kid, not just parents, as well as the community.
Absolutely.
Very nice to meet you. It is a remarkable story.
Well, thank you so much.
Enjoy your
stay. If anybody wants to see me, I'm in Sydney this week at C3 Lane Cove, and I'm going to be in Perth the next 3 weeks. And I just love people, and I love your country. You guys are great here in Australia.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Still
to come, your chance to win $5,000 in electrical, garden and household goods, and Barbara Northwood's cooking up a sweet treat.
Next up, though, the doctor who claimed the MMR vaccine was linked to autism struck off the medical register, so should parents still be worried about getting their children immunised? Plus, Tuesday's news and weather, all on Sunrise.